18 past five. Harrowing evidence has been heard today from the parents of Christy Marceau, an Auckland teenager stabbed to death at her home in 2011. The inquest into the Christie's death opened today. 18-year-old was stabbed repeatedly by Ash K. Chand in her North Shore home, died in her mother's arms. Now, Chand was on bail, facing charges of kidnapping, threatening and assaulting Christy when he killed her. News Talk ZB's news director, Alex Mason, has been covering this case. And evening to you, Alex.
Hi, Larry.
So what does Christy Marceau's family hope will come from this?
Well, the question really is whether there is anything that could have been done to save Christy Marceau. Among the key things this inquest will look at is the mental health of her killer, the North Shore District Court's processes around bail applications and processes surrounding supervision and monitoring of bail conditions. Much of today was spent recounting the shocking violence of that day, what happened before and after it. Christy was living in fear at the time of her death because the man who had been charged with kidnapping and abducting her earlier that year had been granted bail to a home just 3 minutes' walk from hers. After being released from custody, he waited a month, then showed up one morning at her door and attacked her.
And I understand Ash K. Chand told police he pre-planned the attack?
Yes, Detective Sergeant James Watson was the officer in charge of the investigation. He told the court today that after the murder, Chand told police he had devised a plan while in custody on the kidnapping charges, writing what he called a phony letter to a judge to try and get bail.
He described it as really sappy and really remorseful. He said it was not true and was written for the purpose of deceiving the court in order to secure bail to kill Christy Marceau.
Detective Sergeant Watson walked the court through what happened on the day of the killing. He described how Chand kicked Christy in the chest, sending her down a flight of stairs before chasing her into the backyard and stabbing her 11 times. She died in her mother's arms on the deck.
And how were Christy's parents in court today?
It's obviously harrowing for them. They were both fighting back tears as they gave evidence. Her father, Brian, talked about how the family was basically left in the dark over the mental instability of the man who would become Christy's killer. He says he wasn't told after Chand kidnapped his daughter that professional advice was then sought on his mental health. If he knew this, he says, they wouldn't have left Christy somewhere where she was unsafe. Her mother, Tracy, also says her daughter was given little time to write a response to her would-be killer's application for bail. Chan's letter to the judge was in the system for almost 2 weeks before the family knew about it.
And what else did we learn today?
Well, a senior court official told the inquest it's actually uncertain whether the judge who granted bail had access to an earlier decision from another judge who rejected it. Carl Lewins was North Shore District Court's court services manager at the time. He says a judge who looked at the application wanted electronic monitoring considered at an address well away from Christie's.
Given that Mr. Chan's age of 18, I would ask, despite limited resources, for an electronic assessment to be made urgently. I would also order a psychiatric report on Mr. Chand.
But Carl Lewin says there's no record of the case manager taking any steps to put the electronic monitoring request into action. He says it's actually normally up to a prisoner or their counsel to make that sort of application.
So where to next in the inquest then, Alex?
It's set down for 10 more days with a range of witnesses to be called. Among those are the murderer's family, police officers and forensic psychiatrists, also the head of the electronic monitoring bail team at the Department of Corrections.
Thank you for that report. That is Alex Mason, News Talk ZB News Director. It is 5:22.